Appreciate the opportunity to bring this short talk to you. Invitation song is number 319 for any wanting to use a book. I'll be singing that here shortly. I'm teaching the 4th through 6th grade class this quarter. And anyone who has taught that class knows that that comes with a lot of questions. Many that all you can say is, I don't know. And it seemed that last Wednesday night was the night for questions. Tonight was a good number too, but last Wednesday night we had a lot of them, a lot of doozies. And I came down the stairs and I had my talk just from two of those questions. So we're going to cover those tonight. I'm not going to name names, just don't want to embarrass anybody, but to the two fellows who asked these questions, I appreciate the inspiration and the willingness to ask. First question, a fellow stopped me after the bell rang on the way out and we kind of hung back. Why would someone be punished for doing wrong when they don't want to be punished? I had to think a minute. Well, I said because they did not choose to do right in the time God allowed for them to choose to do so. And he kind of thought about that a minute. You could see the wheels turning, and it was amazing seeing this happen. Okay, 4th through 6th grade. I don't know what grade he's in. Maybe I'll learn after tonight. A 4th through 6th grader. Put 2 and 2 together that things people have died of old age who never did. And he did it in 10 seconds. He said, so that is the same as them wanting to be punished when they know they will be punished if they do wrong and still do it. If I didn't have 10 minutes left, I'd take my mic and drop it and walk to my seat. That's enough. From a 4th through 6th grader in 10 seconds. That is the same as them wanting to be punished when they know they will be if they do wrong and still do it. It reminds me of Joshua speaking to Israel. Choose ye this day who you shall serve. But as for me, notice he said me first. As for me and my house, if you have a house to take care of, we will serve the Lord. He chose. And he chose what he wanted. My response when he said that was yes, that is exactly right. In the end, we will do what we want. We just have to make sure we want to choose God. Question number 2 was actually earlier in the class. And the question was, would someone not be saved if Jesus came as they were confessing, they're down here in the front, confessing Jesus as the Son of God, but they had not been baptized yet? You ever heard that question? You ever had to answer it in a few seconds in front of a bunch of 4th graders? It's a good question. It's good thoughts. We're thinking. It's good. My answer was severalfold. First, we know what the Bible says. We know what God's Word tells us is required to be saved. So there is your quick answer, your easy answer. The one you should go with and stick to. I also covered that many could get bogged down in the circumstances of the question and ignore the actual question. The question was specific. Okay? Many would get bogged down and worry about, well, God knows all things and He wants all to come to salvation and be saved. So would He really choose to come at that time? Well, then another one would say, well, this person has probably already had plenty of time to make that decision, and so God's long-suffering is over. He's decided. He's had enough time. He's made his choice. We could get bogged down in any of our ways on that. What we have to focus on, we know what's required. Our focus should be not allowing it to get to that point with us. How do we do that? I'm reminded of Saul. He's on the road to Damascus. He sees Jesus comes to him in the light. He's blinded. He's led to Damascus. Ananias comes to him. He's been blind for days. Lays his hands on him. Scales fall from him, his eyes. He sees for the first time in days. And Ananias says, in Acts 22 and verse 16, now why are you waiting? Arise and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord. Scales had just fallen from this guy's eyes. He's seeing for the first time in days. You'd think he'd be allowed some time to look around and take in the sights for the first time in a while. But that's not important. As soon as you realize your stance with God, make an urgent decision. Make it right. I'm also reminded of Simon the sorcerer, attempted to buy the ability to laying on of hands from the apostles, from Peter. Peter immediately tells him, repent of your sin and pray to God that you might be forgiven. He didn't tell him, hey, man, when you get yourself together, later on you might want to repent of this. No, it was now. It's an urgent decision. So tonight, have you chosen? Do you know what you will choose if you haven't? When you find out, if you don't know, make it an urgent decision. You can choose to be baptized and have your sins washed away by the blood of Christ. Or you can choose to have your walk with God renewed. Whatever the case may be, please come while we stand and sing. Amen.